31st, 1930. Zooming over the heads of the crowd gathered to watch the aerial circus, Dolly Madison, expert airwoman, climbs aloft to give an exhibition of her skills. Just 1 year ago today, Dolly's husband, a noted aviator and former Army pilot, was killed when his plane cracked up. If this thought is running through Dolly's mind, no one on the ground knows it. Not even her sister, Linda Graham, who kissed her and urged her to take the crowd's breath away as she climbed into the cockpit. Suddenly, the watchers hear the engine stop. They gaze up, expecting to see some new stunt. Then they gasp in terror. For one breathless moment, the ship seems to hang balanced in midair. Then it slides into a tailspin and falls to the ground with sickening speed. Before an ambulance can take the injured aviatrix off the flying field, Dolly breathes her last. Death has wiped out both members of the Madison family. But instead of ending our story, it has really begun it. Today's radio play, Jinx in July, is based on a most unusual story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. July 31st, 1931. A huge tri-motor airliner stands warming up its engine before thundering off into the western sky. Near the administration building of the airline terminal, pilot Foggy Graham stands having a last-minute smoke before saying goodbye to his wife, Linda.
Well, won't be long before I'm back, Linda. Then we can have that little trip together.
I know, Foggy. But couldn't they have asked somebody else to pilot this run? It's a dirty shame making you postpone your vacation at the last minute.
Oh, that's the way things go sometimes, honey. You got to take it on the chin. You're an airliner pilot's wife, you know. Come on now, smile.
All right. It was an awful gray day.
Oh, probably clear up when I get over the Rockies. But it won't bother me any if it doesn't. Say, how do you suppose I get the name Foggy if it weren't that I like soupy weather?
Yes. And that's probably just why they picked you to take this plane out this morning.
Well, they picked me, so let's stop fussing about it. What do you say, huh?
I'm sorry, Foggy. Only I'm so disappointed at having our plan spoiled. I won't mention it again. There.
Right. Now, what do you want me to bring you back from Frisco?
Just one thing.
Yeah, what?
You.
Seriously, what do you want me to bring back?
Seriously, you.
Oh, honey. What else besides me?
Well, if you get a chance, you might take a look around Grant Avenue and see what's the latest kimono from the land of the rising sun.
K.O.'s. Hey, I'll bring you back one that'll put your eyes out.
I hope not. I want to be able to use them to see you with.
Gee, you'd think we'd just been married to hear you.
Want to know something?
Yeah?
I love you 10 times more right this minute than I did when I married you. At that time, I didn't think that was possible.
You're a sweet kid, Linda.
Oh, here comes Addie. I guess he got tired waiting in the car.
Hi, Adelaide.
Well, aren't you two lovebirds through billing and cooing? The plane will leave without you if you don't watch out, Foggy.
I wish it would.
Hey, don't wish that. Say, good flying jobs are scarce as hen's teeth this year.
Hey, Graham, take her up.
All right, she's coming. Now, take care of Linda for me, Addie, will you?
You bet I will.
Goodbye, honey, and keep your chin up.
Goodbye, Foggy. Hurry back, will you? I'll be so lonely without you.
Yeah, me too. All right, boys, pull your socks. They're coming.
Foggy, don't go. Come back. Linda, what are you saying? He's got to go. Of course he has, Addie. How silly of me to call that. I hope nobody noticed.
Hello? No, this isn't Mrs. Graham. Just a minute, I'll call. What? Yes. Oh, my heavens. Yes, I'll tell her.
Who was it, Addie? Message for me?
Yes.
Now, don't tell me Mr. Underwood wouldn't get me any strawberries today. He promised me faithfully.
No, that wasn't Mr. Underwood.
Oh, then who? Addie, why are you so solemn? What's the matter?
Just sit down a minute, Linda. You must be brave.
What's the matter?
I've got some bad news for you.
Foggy?
Yes. A wing fell off his ship an hour from the airport. They crashed.
Foggy, he's badly hurt.
He'll never fly again, Linda.
Oh, he's dead. Addie, you're trying to tell me Foggy's dead?
Yes. Now, you must be brave, dear.
Oh, why did I let him go? I had a feeling something was going to happen. I knew it. That's what made me call to him to come back. Oh, I've got to go to him. I've got to wire his folks. My folks.
You must be calm, dear. I'll help you with everything.
I must send the wires. What's the date, Addie? I can't seem to think very well.
Today's the 31st, dear.
The 31st? Addie, it's July 31st.
Yes, of course, dear.
No, you don't understand. Just a year ago, my sister crashed in her plane. And a year before that, to the very day, her husband was killed in his plane. And today, July 31st, my... Oh, Sparky.
Oh, my poor Linda. There, there, dear.
Must be a jinx on our family, Eddie. A jinx on us and our loved ones. Maybe you'd better leave me. What may take you next?
The cars are still in the same position. Number five, the blue and white car, is still holding the lead.
Number five, that's Tommy Mack. He's from my hometown. He gave me these suits for today. See him, Linda?
Yes. Oh, I guess he's a nice-looking chap, Addie. And his helmet and goggles hide him pretty much.
Oh, wait till you meet him.
Meet him?
Sure thing. He asked me to bring you down to the pit after the races.
Oh, look at Tommy. He's hugging the inside of the track and simply flying.
He must be a wonderful driver.
Oh, he sure is. He won all the races around our hometown.
Look at that boy's hair.
He's still holding his lead.
You bet he is. Come on, Tommy. Come on, number five.
He can't hear you, Addie.
Of course not. But I get so excited at these things. Oh, silly, isn't it?
No, not at all. These auto races are terribly thrilling.
Oh, it's just what you needed. Getting out and enjoying yourself. You've cooked yourself up for months. It isn't right for a pretty young girl like you. Forgive my calling it to mind again, Linda. But I'm sure Foggy wouldn't want you to act like that.
You're right. He wouldn't. But you see, it's not because of Foggy, that is Foggy's memory, that I've been in retirement. I love Foggy's character. You know that.
Yes, I know.
It's just that I blame myself for his death. If he hadn't been my husband, Foggy would still be alive today.
You mustn't feel like that, dear. You didn't have anything to do with it.
Come on, boys. Come on. Oh, look at them go.
Oh, honestly, Addie, I don't see how a man can get into those tiny little cars. Why, they don't look any bigger than peanuts from here.
They aren't, even when you get close to them. We'll go down on the track after this race.
Does that smell of burnt oil bother you, Linda?
No, but it might if we weren't out in the open air. I didn't know oil smells like that when it burns. Is it because they go so fast?
Oh, no, that's due to the kind they use.
Uh-huh.
They don't fill up with regular motor oil, you know.
No,
no. They use pure castor oil.
Why, they do. Well, I'd rather they give it to their cars instead of to me.
Me, too. Give me the glasses, Linda.
Good boy, Tommy.
Really? He's still out there in front.
Uh-huh.
He'll be coming around the second turn in a minute, and if he can hold his lead, he'll win this race.
Number five, the race was won by number five, Tommy Mack, in a super special.
Oh, I told you Tommy'd do it. Oh, wasn't that thrilling? Come on, Linda, let's go down and congratulate him. We'll just get to his pit as he drives back.
You go, Addie. I'll wait here for you.
Oh, you'll do no such thing. You're coming along. I promised Tommy I'd bring you. Come on. Pardon me, please.
Hey, that's a 7 o'clock
man. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's right, sir. I'm a stripling car. Glad it blitz at the track.
Yeah, and the last time I give her the gun, she chokes her.
Now, just a minute, Mac. Let's have one of you sitting behind the wheel. Okay, hold it.
Hey, Mac, say a few words to the newsreels, will you? That's it, right into that mic there.
Why not? It was a great race, folks, and I'm glad I won.
Thanks, Mac. See you in the movies.
Wonderful, Tommy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Addie. Glad you liked it.
Oh, we sure did. Oh, Linda, this is Tommy. Here she is, Tommy.
How do you do? May I offer my congratulations, too?
Thanks, Mrs. Graham. I can't shake hands with all this tape on. I'm mighty pleased to meet you. Addie's been telling me loads about you.
Well, I hope seeing me hasn't spoiled any illusions.
After seeing you, Mrs. Graham, I find Addie doesn't do you justice as your press agent. Addie, don't you let her get away till I get the tape and dirt off.
All right.
I got to make up for lost time. Why do you keep saying no, Linda?
I've told you, Tommy.
Oh, you told me some silly feeling you have that anyone you love will die.
Well, it's happened three times before.
Three times and out.
It's no joke, Tommy.
Of course not. I don't mean to laugh at the tragedy that's come into your life, Linda. But there's no such thing as a jinx.
There seems to be, as far as I'm concerned. It's not fair to endanger your life, my dear.
Oh, listen, baby. You say you love me.
Oh, I do, Tommy.
Well, we've been in love 3 months and nothing's happened to me yet.
Marriage has something to do with it. Dolly and her husband. Then Foggy. Don't you see, Tommy?
Oh.
It's all right as long as I don't promise to marry you.
Look here, Linda. Have you stopped to consider that each tragedy has been in connection with flying as well as marriage? Well, I'm no flyer. Oh, come on, sweetheart. Stop all this foolishness and promise to marry me.
I want to. Believe me, I do, Tom.
Well, then do it.
I'm trying to think what's best for you, darling.
You're what's best for me, baby. Don't you worry your pretty head about me. When my number comes up, I'll go, but not before. Oh, come on. Will you promise to marry me?
I'm weakening, Tom.
Oh, that's great. Please give in and say yes. I'll have enough money from next week's race to take a honeymoon cruise. They say August is a swell month for a sea trip. Oh, come on, Linda. What do you say?
All right, Tommy. I say yes.
Oh.
I think you were foolish not to go to the races, Linda. Believe me, if I could afford to go up to the track, I'd be there.
Oh, I'm too nervous, Addie. Tommy understands. I'm going to listen to the race over the radio, and I'll be wishing him just as much luck as if I were there. Oh, it's almost time now. I'd better turn on the set and let the tubes warm up.
Say, just because it's July 31st doesn't have anything to do with your nervousness, does it?
Let's not talk about it, Addie, please.
All right, but I think you're getting hipped on the subject of the jinx.
They're coming down the straightaway for a perfect start. They're off. Tommy Mack in his blue and white super special takes the lead as usual.
Attaboy, Tommy. Good luck, Tommy, darling. Come on, number five.
Now who's yelling for nothing?
Oh,
they're at the first turn now. Look out. There's a spill. Tommy Mack's blue and white car suddenly skidded.
Oh.
It leaped into the air and turned over. The driver's pinned under the car. It looks like the first fatality of the race, folks, although...
Turn that radio back on, Maddie. I've got to know what's happened.
Yes, I'm sorry to have to announce, folks, that plucky Tommy Mack has driven in his last race.
Oh, this is awful. Tommy, I warned him. I told him something would happen if we got engaged. It's the jinx, all right.
You mustn't say that, Linda.
Well, there's only one left to go now. I'll be next, Addie. You just wait and see.
No, Linda, no.
Please leave me.
All right. But I'll drop over tonight, Linda.
Stand back, everybody. Stand back now.
Don't let me by, fireman. I've got to see if Linda's all right.
Well, I don't know who Linda is, but nobody's going by this rope. Why, the place is a roaring furnace.
Linda's Mrs. Graham, the woman who lives in that house. She's my best friend. You must save her.
Oh, the lady. Well, the boys brought her out about a half an hour ago, miss.
Oh, she's saved him, thank heaven. Where is she?
Over there, under that sheet.
You mean she's...
Yes, lady. God rest her soul. Oh. Although the flames hadn't got to her room yet, she was dead when the boys found her.
Oh.
The smoke had got her. Hey, get back under that rope.
Linda. My poor Linda. Just like you said. She's gone. And there goes July.
Be sure to read the eerie details of how death stalked a woman. And after taking away her family, husband and sweetheart, took her. It will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. You will find it under the title, The Strange Death Jinx. And now we turn the microphone over to your own announcer.